Well, the lockdown for a lot of people has meant perhaps getting a pet, probably a dog, something like that, because a lot of people needing company throughout the past few months. But that comes with its own set of problems. I'm joined on the line by Sue Ketland. Sue is a behaviour and training specialist for Wood Green, the animals charity. Sue, first of all, are we right? Have a lot of people decided that now would have been a good, or that the past few months has been a good time to get a pet?
Yeah, absolutely. There are loads of people. Obviously, they were trapped at home. They've got the feeling that they've got lots of time on their hands to house train a puppy. They've got children. It's a nice time that the whole family can spend with a new addition. So for a lot of people, it seemed like a really good idea at the time.
Okay, and I can see that. I mean, and we have seen lots of people out doing their daily walk with dogs, but things are about to change, I guess.
They certainly are. And the problem being that when lockdown was forced upon us all, the responsible breeders and the responsible rescue charities weren't homing puppies at that time because it couldn't be done the right way whilst obeying the government's rules.
Right.
So therefore what happened is a lot of people were forced to go online, where the lot of the puppies that are available online have not been bred for the right reasons.
I know what you're saying. So people have done it in the right frame of mind. They've done it for the right reasons, but they've actually not gone the right way about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's been the case. We have seen the prices of puppies absolutely explode. Where there used to be a few hundred pounds, people are now paying out thousands of pounds for quite common breed types, which is just shocking. Shocking.
That's awful. So, what problems are people now looking to face? If someone's got a dog, it's fine. What problems are they likely to face now?
So, the whole family's been at home. So, the puppy is used to having people around it all of the time. So, that in itself leads on to potentially there are going to be issues with attachment disorders. Commonly, one of the types would be known as separation anxiety. But there's lots of different types of attachment disorders. We're very worried that come September, the kids are going to be going back to school. The furlough scheme is going to be coming to an end very shortly. So people are going to be going back to work, having to go back to work. So these youngsters that are now juveniles, coming into quite a challenging stage of their development anyway, are now suddenly going to be left home alone. And that can come with all sorts of issues with, you know, panicking, with barking and howling and being destructive, that kind of thing. So the prep work really needs to be done now. Another issue is a lack of socialization. We're obeying the 2 meter distancing rule. So therefore, exposing our young dogs to lots of different types of people in different situations has been really challenging. Their integration and socialization with other dogs has been challenging because people have been keeping themselves to themselves. So this can lead on to fear-based and frustration-based issues going forward.
And are these sorts of things easily solved if you act now?
Yes, for a lot of them, if they get help in now, and I'd like to state that Wood Green offers free behavioural support to anybody. It doesn't have to be a Wood Green dog, anybody. Our motto is that we want to keep loved pets in loving homes. So we want to do all we can to support owners through what potentially could be a challenging few months ahead.
Okay, so you're going to need to start and get things in place now, start and perhaps change the way you react with the dog and how the dog is left alone during the day. Now, before the kids go back, before you go back to work, it's important that you start that work now.
Very much so. And we've got numerous advice articles to help people. They're on our website, but also people can phone into our pet support department and can book one-on-one calls with our team so that we can talk you through your dog's individual issues or help you prepare and prevent issues arising.
Now, with some of these problems that you've mentioned, you talk about, you know, this separation anxiety. Would people perhaps not be aware of that until the neighbours say, well, you were out all day, but you do realise your dog's done nothing but howl and bark?
Yeah, certainly. Another thing that we see more and more use, and obviously technology has exploded during lockdown, is buying some kind of pet camera that you can put up. So, you know, you can start by giving your dog a high value chew item, like a stuffed Kong, something like that, that it will find really interesting. And then literally pop out for 15 minutes, walk around the block, come back, check your camera and see what the dog did while you were out. And that way, that's going to give you a heads up for how it's going to cope going forward.
Okay. Okay. And if people have got concerns, you've already mentioned that you do this free advice. So if people have got concerns, what should they do?
And they need to phone into our pet support department through Wood Green, and they will book you a time to speak to one of the behaviourists, including myself, at a mutually convenient time.
Okay, great. Now, we talked about dogs, but does this apply to any other animals? I'm thinking cats, but cats basically tend to just rent your house out for you anyway, don't they?
I think a lot of cats potentially are quite looking forward
peace and quiet.
Everybody go back to school and back to work. They like their peace and quiet. They can get up and move themselves out of the way anyway. That's not to say that some of the perhaps pedigree breeds that are a little bit more needy might not need some help adjusting. But again, we've got a cat behaviour team that would be on standby to help as well.
Okay, and just one other thing. We're talking here about behaviour, but also if you're around all day and your dog, in particular your dog, is around, they've got access to food, they've got access to water. What sort of provisions should people make if they are going off to work and leaving the dog for an extended period?
Wood Green are very much supporters of the ban the bowl movement. So therefore, in the natural world, dogs would take up a lot of their time and their mental brain capacity looking for food. Dogs are actually kind of scavengers, they're foragers by nature. And we don't allow for that just by putting their food in a bowl. They stand over the bowl, breathe in for 30 seconds and it's gone. Whereas if people could adopt an enrichment feeding style, then that gives the dog something to do, and meal times last longer, it's more satisfying for them, and they're more likely to then go have a drink, lay down and recover from their feeding time. Another thing, if I could just point out, we're also very aware that the unemployment figures are rising and people are potentially going to be struggling financially with caring for their pets. We also offer services where we could support with the help of food and like flea prevention, worming, some healthcare support as well. So if people are really struggling, please contact us.
Now that's really important, isn't it? Because again, if you have just been made unemployed, things like a pet as company and as an aid, it's great for your mental health, isn't it? The one thing you don't want to be worrying about is, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to let the dog go. So that's really important that there are services like that available from you, that people, you can keep your dog, and that's one of the things you always try and aim to do, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And if I could also take this opportunity, that if people haven't already taken out some form of health insurance for their dogs, their new puppies, then please research. There's lots of different options and prices, but vet bills can be incredibly expensive, and you never want to be in a heartbreaking decision where you have to relinquish your pet because you can't afford to feed it. And then on a final note, if moving forward, people have found that they've taken on too much and that their new additions can't cope with the new lifestyle, Wood Green are here to help support whatever decision needs to be made going forward, even if that means we need to help them find their dog a new home.
Oh, Sue, that's good advice. Thanks very much indeed. Well, good luck to everybody at Wood Green as always. It's always fascinating to see and watch what you do. Sue, thanks very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you.